This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
And listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
Right, Chris.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is Leicester Till I Die TV, or easier to say LTID TV1. Well, it's easy for you to say, isn't it? Not me, apparently. Always mucking up our words. I hope you're all well. And before we get started, you are here, of course, for another round of the Predictions Week. We have Game Week 20 and 21 lined up for us. If you could do what it says below there and do all these lovely things, if you could like the video to help us get recognised around YouTube so more people come and watch our lovely faces talk football. And if you could share the content as well, get involved with your comment section. Even if you're not in the Predictions League, just drop your predictions in below. Just join in the fun. Of course, if you are new, subscribe. And if you're wondering why you're not always getting notifications for our lovely videos, click notify and then make sure it's set to all videos. Well, we are. It is Friday night and I'm feeling all right. Maybe because I'm not doing so bad in the Predictions League over the last 3 weeks. Maybe that's what's cheered me up. I don't know. Someone who's not having such a good time, before we get into the people in the comment section, he's getting a little bit antsy. He's getting a little bit backhanded because he's not happy with me playing catch up to him. All these weeks of mugging me off, slowly catching him up. Don't the man who's just removed me from the stream because he does hold the power like Bruce Almighty, slightly less better looking one. It is, of course, Chris. Chris, come on down.
I've no idea what you mean.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. You've won the right to play Predict Your Cards Right, which we're both by that, which is, of course, exactly what that sign was being carried in the background, probably by other people in the Doug. Group just saying it.
Yeah, Doug. Carrying that. How are you doing?
No. I'm doing rather well. It's been a busy week. But apart from that, yeah, I'm looking forward to another predictions week. Well, I mean, until it all goes wrong.
Well, I would have been, except I spend half an hour setting up all the nice looking table and changing everything over, putting them all in the right order. And then Jeff comes in and says, thanks, Brad.
Oh, wow. I know. I did say to Jeff, I sent Jeff a message, said, Jeff, just say it's me that did the table, just to really rile Chris off, and it worked a treat.
You know, I'll kick you out once tonight.
I know, but the cards can be reversed. Speaking of tonight, we have yet again another doubleheader. So for those that don't know, if you're thinking, God, I'm not sitting around here for 4 hours, don't worry, neither are we. We do our usual. We'll go through the first game week first, get all their fixtures, go through the stats, as Chris loves his stat. Hi, Nate. Hope you're well. And John as well. Evening. He says, evening, boys, says Spencer. I'll have you know, I'm a full-grown boy man. Thing, child, whatever it is you want to call. Yeah, and John, that's a question to ask maybe your missus. I don't know. I don't know who sucks. No, it is us at the Prediction League. But once we get through game week 20.
Prediction League itself, Brad. Sorry.
Yes.
I just want to mention it has been uploaded onto the channel. If you are doing nothing on Wednesday, the 20th of December, you fancy putting on a silly Christmas hat, getting a beer, a cider, a gin, a vodka, whatever your favourite tipple is, and having a laugh, it is the return, yes, because we did it last year, of the Big Fat Christmas Quiz. It's a little bit different this year. Anthony's back trying to defend his title because he somehow managed to win that last season. We've got Craig coming in from AFC Bournemouth fan channel up the cherries in all departments, which means, don't worry, I have put a time limit on the questions. So he will not be going on for like 10 minutes every question and we'll still be here at 2 in the morning. So there is a time limit on the answers. And Dave will be representing Leicester, but it is actually a little bit different. Because it is just Christmas. That's all it is. It's going to be a laugh. We're going to have a break from football. It's going to be all Christmas questions. And it's going to be teams. So they're all going to hopefully have friends and family there that can help them with the answers. But that's the other reason for having the time limit on, is the fact that it doesn't give them long enough to get Google on the phone or anything like that. But look, Brad, I'll let you go through this.
Yeah, it's... It's looking a bit better for myself, although I still haven't technically moved off the bottom of the originals. I'm still technically bottom of the original lots, but I am starting to catch a number of you up. I could move myself up to mid-table with a good week this week.
On the form chart, you would be doing well.
I would be the West Brom of the form, wouldn't I, really? I'd be the West Brom of the form guide. Unfortunately, that's not to match because I'm currently the Sheffield Wednesday of the league table in aspects, because I don't want to include Dave and Luke in it because they're obviously only just been in it a few weeks. So as much as I can claim I'm not in the relegation zone, truth be told, with the originals, I am. But, you know... You've had a go at me through this predictions week. I've had a jibe at you through the predictions week. Whether it was in the Premier League or this, we've always been had a little bit of a swag moment. Now, it wasn't too happy with me mentioning this in the group, but I didn't tell him just how badly it's done. So we both get to be a little bit Jeremy Clarkson here, don't we? Because neither you or I had the worst week, did we? I think we should start doing that. I should start letting you know who had the worst week. We can put it up on screen going forward.
Did you mention Jeremy Clarkson?
Oh, I did.
I don't know, it's so difficult not to look smug at this point.
thought I'd put that in there.
I've been asking for it for weeks. It's Return of the Clarkson. I love it, Chris. No, see, now, last week was a pretty decent week for most people. There was Nate and Shane O'Donnell, who both racked up four correct results. In fact, Shane only got the points from his correct results. So did Doug, annoyingly. Three things Doug got right. He got them right in gestures. But not everybody had a good week. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to let Shane Downs get away without a mention here. But he has somebody to thank. Because Shane Downs, you got 3 points, mate.
That's less than me.
It is less than you. Not by much, but it is less than you. But it's still more than somebody. Now, we don't normally do this to one of our own. And I say this as if that's the biggest lie I've ever told in here. Because Craig, who was racing away in the earlier stages. Yes, all three of them were. All three Craigs were racing away with things. They were up there challenging for the title in the first game. I think if you could name Craig after a football team, Chris, I would call him Preston North End, because he's falling away like nobody's business.
Yes, he got is.
He got a whopping, drum roll, please. Come on, Chris, I can't do. Craig got 2 points. Yay. So, yes, unfortunately, Craig was the Wally of the week in the predictions last week. He only scored 2 points. Not even I've managed that, Craig. Chris, Craig, and I'm bottom. I'm bottom of the originals, and not even I've done that bad.
Okay, two of you.
No, don't trust Craig for your predictions. So, unfortunately, I don't have Craig's written down to ward you off going for the same as Craig. But before time runs out, now I have mine officially written down. I'm not going to show everybody, but mine are officially written down, even though they're not in the group chat. I did explain that to the people in there. It's just to help you, so you can't say you're not copying my homework, because you're in the group chat now to post the league tables up.
Yeah.
We have got a game.
That's the real reason you didn't.
Up here for thinking, mate. Up here for thinking. But we have got an early kickoff. Well, I say an early kickoff. It's a late kickoff. It's a Friday night game, and it is between two random low league Midlands clubs. Coventry are at home to Birmingham. Birmingham, well, they're kind of like West Brom when they hired Steve Bruce last season. They've spectacularly gone from fifth in the Championship since sacking their manager and hiring Wayne Rooney to plummeting down the division. They have managed a win under his tenure, but that's been about as well, spares as me having money in my bank account, really. Coventry just turned the form around. Now, I'm going to put a time limit on this, and it's either quarter to eight, or 8 o'clock, depending on kickoff. That's how long you've got to tell me the facts and figures and get your score in, otherwise you'll score zero for this game. No pressure, mate.
Well, I'm going to do a Brad. So everybody sit comfortably. Because I have checked the goal X factor, whatever it is that you have for these games. What was it? I spoke to my
XG.
XG, that's it. I still don't know what the fuck that is, to be honest with you. But yeah, look, Coventry City for me are a real disappointment this season. I thought they'd be doing a hell of a lot better than this. Obviously, they were losing finalists last season, and they're really going to need a good run to come to get back into that. They actually sat in 14th in the form table. They have won, where are we, Coventry? They've won two. They lost to Ipswich last weekend, which is no shame, really, is it, to be honest with you? And they drew with Stoke, but they lost to Preston and West Brom. But they did beat Millwall. Well done, guys. And they did beat Plymouth. Birmingham. Hang on a second. Sorry, I've got a bit of a pain in my neck looking down the table for Birmingham. Sorry. They are 23rd in the form table. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's what happens when you get, Jesse Marsh Mark II running the club for you. One win in, like you said, for Rooney, and that was against Sheffield Wednesday, but let's not say too much about not beating Sheffield Wednesday, shall we?
No, it's a bit like Basil Fawlty. Don't mention the war. We don't mention Sheffield Wednesday.
No. I mean, Sheffield Wednesday are above Birmingham. There's only Rotherham that are below them. They got a couple of draws, and they did manage a decent draw with Ipswich, fair play to them. But they could only draw with Rotherham, who are bottom of the form table last weekend. Look, I mean, obviously I always look at Coventry and think of them as my as our big rivals, because they're the nearest team. And to me, your rival's going to be the nearest team to you. You know, to me, is Coventry. And like you always say, Brad, we've got a derby named after us. So, John, will you stop pinching my scores? But I hate Birmingham even more at the moment. I'm going to agree with John because I've gone 2-1 to Coventry.
Chris, I've just had a notification come through on my phone. Can you please play some breaking news, please?
Hang on, breaking news. I can. I've got to find it because I wasn't ready for it. Here we go.
Breaking news. In a shocking turn of events, for the first time in the history of the Champions League prediction show, it turns out that Chris and Brad, Champions League Championship. Serious news here, Chris. Calm down. Breaking news in the Championship Predictions League on LTI TV. We have some shocking turn of events. For the first time in the history of the Championship Predictions League, Chris and Brad, and also Chris's new favourite, John, have all predicted the exact same score on the first ever game. That's breaking news. Over to you, Chris. How do you feel about this shocking revelation in the Championship predictions?
I never went 3-1. I never went final score. And you misheard.
No. Too late now. The news is broken.
I'm going to say final answer or something, don't I?
No, it's not a quiz. It's not a quiz. There's no final answer. You locked it in. You agreed. You said you agreed with John.
In fairness, after your form for the last 2 weeks, it doesn't actually bother me. I'm quite happy.
Yeah, because now you know at least on the night game, you're not going to get caught by me. It's very true. I just thought I'd be a bit dramatic because it feels like it's the first time in ages that we've both agreed on the first game.
I expected you to say that somebody else had been sacked because, and obviously Wilder's gone back to Sheffield United. We knew that was going to happen. I feel sorry for Higginbottom. But what about, well, we'll talk about Sunderland in a couple of games, but my God, I don't get that one either. That's another Birmingham mark too. But anyway, yeah, we've both gone 2-1.
Oh, well, there you go. There's the breaking news for you, folks. It's a miracle that's happened there. Me and Chris, first game, didn't even build up the suspenders on it. He's gone straight in for it. Now, we are going to stay fair. We are going to do what we did last time. I'm now going to give you my prediction first for the next game, which takes us on to two teams, which it could be a bit of a toughie, Chris, if you've got the same ones that I have, and it looks like you do there from what I can read of it. Blackburn at home to the new Tottenham Hotspur of the Championship, if you will, because they've been coming for us since they beat us and they still haven't caught us yet. It is, of course, I'm on about Leeds United, or maybe we should we start calling them Spurs United FC? I don't know, Chris, but they are in decent-ish form, but so are Blackburn, Chris. I will put you out of your misery. Before you go into your facts and figures, I've got the first Desmond of the day.
Ooh.
I've gone for 2-2 because I can't separate them from what my knowledge tells me of their form. But Chris, this is where you tell me that Blackburn have never lost to Leeds in a game and they've never conceded a goal, and I'm kicking myself.
Well, top of the form table. Now, this is based on the last six games. And if you remember, I'd definitely do it on the preview show on five. On the last six games, Leeds United are top of the form table. They haven't lost in six. They've only dropped 2 points in one game, but that was against Rotherham. 16 points out of the last six games, that's Leeds United for you. Now, Blackburn, they're sat down in eighth. They've lost three of their last six games, including Sheffield Wednesday, I should say, last week. So I can't go for a draw because this is going to be Leeds. Blackburn, they're up and down like a tart Snickers on double time. I'm sorry, you know, they win one, lose one, win one, draw one, lose one.
He's frozen. Well, he has my end. No, I'm not getting Chris back. So yeah.
My doodah's a little bit iffy.
Oh, that may explain why you got divorced.
Yes, indeed. You can't get through a marriage with a iffy doodah.
Oh dear. Well, I didn't hear your score prediction, so what did you go for in the end?
I went 2-1 Leeds.
You went 2-1 Leeds. And no, John, your homework's good to copy. It gets me A marks.
Yeah. You see, John, you should have kept quiet and changed yours. Oh, he's put them in, hasn't he?
He has to put them in, and unfortunately they're tied down to the rules of getting them in before the first game kicks off. Maybe I subconsciously did copy your homework, John, but you're doing one in the league, so let me copy it. I think maybe I saw Leeds edging it, but for me, it's like, well, Blackburn at home, they're a bit better at home. I kind of want Leeds just to draw as well, so we can maybe implement a bit of a gap between us and them as well now, really start to put a bridge between us. This would be a good time for Leicester to do that, coming up with internationals going away in the winter period. So I went on the fence. We're going to hop off that fence because we're going to go to the team that you want to talk about. A very weird managerial sacking. Sunderland, who face the wrath of a wounded baggies, aren't they? Because they were snarled at the end by the Foxes. Now, great with wordplay. 94th minute kick to the teeth. And for a team who, now I don't know if anyone watched the preview show when we did it a couple of weeks back, but if you weren't aware, West Brom have like a goals an XG conceding rate of 0.27666444299. So the fact that they've just lost a game by a goal and conceding two. Do West Brom bite back or do Sunderland go lights out at the stadium and make it two defeats in a row for them, Chris?
Look, I don't get it with Sunderland. I mean, they're sat in ninth at the moment. Tony Mowbray, you know, they had a manager with a lot of experience. You know, he's been around the block a few times. Why do you sack somebody? But then I'm thinking, do you remember when we had Sven?
Yes.
And I think we sacked him when we were in ninth or 11th, something like that, didn't we?
Yeah, but I think around that time, Sven was kind of just on the, you know, he'd had that England spell, hadn't he? Where he'd done actually quite well. He was our second best performing, until Southgate, obviously, because Southgate hadn't happened, but he was our second best manager for England in terms of qualifiers. I think there was more expectancy that with his pulling power. I mean, I know we tried to sign the half of the Brazilian squad, didn't we?
Yeah.
And Beckham nearly joined us, strangely enough. Yeah. Saw that in his documentary. He actually nearly did join Leicester. He came quite close to it, apparently. But, you know, joining Leicester Championship, I think the expectation was with the name, the blockbuster name of Sven, was, well, Leicester are going to sign a load of players and rip the division apart. And he got a bit of time. It never really happened, did it? And I think we had like
players, but we just didn't rip the division apart. And maybe, I mean, Sunderland, they were just outside the playoffs last season, weren't they?
Yeah, and they're not long. This is only their second season back in the Championship because they got promoted the season before. So, yeah, I think this is a very strange sacking. I mean, you're ninth, aren't you? It's not like there's six games to go and you can't get in the playoffs. You're ninth with lots of games to go.
3 points off the playoff. Hull are in sixth and they're sat with 30 points. Sunderland, 27 points. They've won eight. All right, they've won as many as they've lost eight, but they're in that chasing pack. I really don't understand that. So no. I really hope, and I do like Tony Mowbray as a manager, so I really do hope that Sunderland lose to West Bromwich Albion. But I do think West Bromwich Albion will bite back. I think they're the sort of team this year with the manager, it's Carlos Corberan, isn't it, that will, I mean, you know, you that you when you're losing that sort of circumstances, it goes one of two ways, doesn't it? You either struggle, you know, and you think, oh God, and it gets you down, and then, you know, you let that sort of malaise set in, or, and I'm sure this is what Carlos is doing, you know, you use it to inspire the team. You know, look when we conceded a late goal against Watford, all right, we had to wait, you know, 3 months before our next game. They've only had to wait 7 days. But this is going to be a West Brom win. They're third in the form table. I mean, Sunderland, they've sacked the manager. They're 11th in the form table. I just don't get it. Have they appointed anybody yet, Sunderland? I don't think they have they?
Not to my knowledge, which is even stranger. Again, like you said, you could understand if they were in bad form. And that's why, because normally you'd have that old cliche of new manager bounce, or not even a new manager bounce. We've had it a few times, haven't we, where the caretaker, your assistant or whatever you want to call him, comes in charge and he gets a couple of wins and then they get a new manager in. But I think that would be a very, very puzzled dressing room right now. And I can't imagine how they're going to respond. So obviously it sounds like you're going for a West Brom win, but why, what score?
Yeah. Well, I did start off thinking a draw, but then they've only won one, two of the last six, Sunderland. And I was going to go for what John had put down, but I thought, well, I can't copy him again because he'll accuse me of bobbing his own work. So I've gone from 1-1 to 1-2 to 1-3. So I'm going 3-1 to the Baggies, who will bounce back this weekend. Boing, boing.
He's going for the boing, boing Baggies. Well, John will be relieved because that means two people haven't copied his own work for once, instead of just one or two of us copying, or both of us copying his own work, as it was on the first one. Because I do think they'll bounce back, but I do think there'll be a little bit of resistance. And I think with assistant managers, it either goes one or two ways, doesn't it? Or, you know, we had it on a Shakespeare. I think we played Liverpool, didn't we, Chris, when we sat Ranieri and we beat them 3-1 or something like that, didn't we? We beat them fairly comfortably. We're all over them. Yeah. We scored two quick goals and pretty much kept them at it. Or you have a dull as dishwater like, well, apparently his name is Adam Sadler, but we called him Brendan 2.0, who played boring football, tried to shut out a game against bloody
3-1 to 7-1.
I mean, you can. You can.
Adam Sadler. No, I'm not. I'll leave it at 3. Oh, my God. Adam Sadler. But Jesus. Sunderland, you're doomed.
Yeah, I don't know if that is who their assistant is, but he when we sat Brendan, our first game in charge, was it Bournemouth at home?
Yeah,
I think we had Bournemouth and we played dross football. He tried to see out a 0-0 and never attacked. And if Sunderland try and do that, I think whilst it will frustrate West Brom, I think they might have to be patient and break them down. So I only went for a 1-0 win to West Brom, but I have bagged the Baggies to bounce back. And I just think if their assistant's going to kind of just want to save face and not lose any games while they get a new manager in, I can see them being part the bus.
I thought that you'd actually said that Adam Sandler was actually assistant.
No, manager. I was making a reference to good and bad assistants. No, thankfully for Sunderland, I think they're free of the curse of Adam Sadler. God knows where he's gone. Chris is either intently staring at his screen or he's frozen again.
No, I'm back.
You're back. And better than ever. If you know your wrestling, you know who you are. So, Chris,
I'm just trying to find out who it is. But of course, the Plymouth manager's been linked very heavily with Sunderland.
Oh no! Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay at Plymouth, because if you keep Plymouth up, you'll go down better on your CV than failing to get Sunderland in the playoffs. Up here for thinking, mate. Up here for thinking. Yeah, yeah. Chris,
I can't find out who it is. It's not. Well, I'm still saying Tony Mowbray on Google, but anyway.
Yeah, there's plenty of people in the chat. John, if you wanted to Google something while we kind of copy your homework quickly on the next one, maybe you can find out who it is for us. I don't know. But we're leaving the United Kingdom for the next game here. Not literally. We're still sat in our homes.
We're staying in the United Kingdom, but we're leaving England. Geography is not one of your strong points, is it?
I didn't turn up to half of it, and I failed the rest of it. We're staying in the United Kingdom. We're leaving England. We're going to the Valleys of Wales. We're going to the capital. We're going to Cardiff. We are, my fan way. And they're playing the dirtiest team in the world, the team that we don't like. So that makes it a bit easier, doesn't it?
But the team that we've got twice in the space of a month.
Yeah, it's almost like these cup draws are rigged. Yeah. Although that'd be a talking point. Chris, maybe have you seen Jeff Stelling's rant on Talksport? You have, haven't you? I think you brought it up. What a bloke! What a rant, and he's dead right. But moving on to that,
funny,
we're all predictions.
Now that he's no longer working for Sky.
Well, yeah, but he probably, but I can imagine that they had a thing in there that said "Do not badmouth Sky, you'll get sacked" clause in there, something. So now he's
absolutely fair point though.
Yes, it is.
Same thing, yes, which I think we probably are.
It is. They have to cheek to moan saying, all these lower league clubs going out of business. Well, maybe if you put bloody Exeter and Woking Rovers or whatever on the screen when they have the one chance to do it, maybe they wouldn't. But speaking about teams that struggle and we don't like, Cardiff versus Millwall. I mean, we know when it comes to the Euros that Wales never get there anyway, or major tournaments that they never get there, or Scotland. Well, Scotland, congratulations, have finally made one after 700 years of trying. But Cardiff, I suppose in terms of the actual club, we do have that sentimental moment with them, don't we? We'll always be thankful for their generosity and support during the hardest time, the hardship this club's ever had in terms of, it was the game that we played after losing our owner and the other four people. Yeah, the accident. Yeah, after Vichai's passing. So I don't hold out any, like, I'm English, you're Welsh hatred. I never really had, because I didn't really understand it, if I'm being honest. But I don't like Millwall. So I'm not going to throw any punches here. I've been generous enough to Millwall because it's Christmas time and I've given them a goal, but I've gone Cardiff 3-1. And I don't care if I'm wrong. I just want Cardiff to win. I don't like Millwall. So I've gone 3-1. I've ripped the band-aid off this time. Chris, facts, figures, but more importantly, what are you going for?
I very much agree with you about Cardiff. I think the way, because we had, was it Southampton we should have played?
Yes.
And that was cancelled. Yes. And fair play to, well, first of all, fair play to the Premier League for allowing that. They didn't have to, and fair play to Southampton for agreeing it. But I think the way that Cardiff, not just Cardiff, clubs from all over the place actually, came through for us. But obviously Cardiff was our next game. It was at Cardiff. And to be honest with you, I have a soft spot for Cardiff ever since that game. I do like Cardiff, and like you, can't stand Millwall, and the fact that we've got them in the cup, at least Ben Chilwell won't be trying to take a throw in and having a shit at the same time, like he once allegedly did. Cardiff are in 15th in the form table, won two of the last six, but they have lost three of them, including Southampton last time out. Millwall, oh dear. Millwall are down in 21st in the form table, just outside the relegation zone. They've only won one in six, and that was against Sheffield Wednesday. I can't stand Millwall. I'm going for, like you said, for a win, and I am going to go 1-0 to Cardiff.
Oh, you're being kind in a different manner. And there you go. If you see the comment below, John's answered the question. I don't know who he is. Didn't Leicester used to have a youngster called Lewis Dodds?
I think we did.
Maybe that's his dad. I don't know. But, yeah, you've been a bit spirited and kind to Millwall and the fact that they're only going to get beat by one, and I've given them a beating 3-1, so give them a goal. Now then, I would say, and you're probably going to tell me I'm wrong, because I usually am, but I would say, look at the rest of the fixtures for game week 20, at least. This is probably the most difficult game to predict, because I feel like these teams are either so indifferent in their form book, Chris, or they win a game that you give them no chance to and then lose a game where you give them every chance to. It is Huddersfield, the Terriers, who are doing terrible.
like your joke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're going to get worse. Are you ready? Are Huddersfield going to win this game, or are Bristol City going to be robbing all the points? I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I'll write a letter of apology.
Had you a tit.
I don't quit your day. It's a good job I don't have a day job right now, because I wouldn't quit it if I did. Forget it, Chris. It's Huddersfield versus Bristol. Well, I think about what I've just said and done. I'm sorry, people. Chris, Huddersfield, Bristol, go on.
I'll save your skin, Brad. I'll save your skin. Huddersfield are in 19th in the form table, won one in six. Bristol City are in 17th, won two in six. That said, I'm going to go, because Huddersfield are at home, I'm actually going to go 2-1 for Huddersfield. No, John! No, I said it before you typed it. That doesn't count.
Well, you've gone 2-1 Huddersfield.
Yes.
Typical Anthony, who supports any team wearing red,
has gone
3-0 Bristol City. Howdy, Anthony. Catching you up, mate.
Anthony's in. We've got a pair of tits.
Hey, the biggest tits of them all.
Yeah. We've got our Bristols, yes.
You'll be thankful to know, John, I haven't copied your homework. I've learned to do things off my own back here and not just wait for you to comment in chat before I say mine. I've gone 2-0 Huddersfield. So I have backed Huddersfield for the win because they're at home. I think it's just one of them where if it was Bristol at home, I'd probably go 2-0 Bristol.
It wouldn't surprise me. Manchester sneaking away win, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm just covering myself from all angles here.
Yeah, everything. Not a surprise anymore. Right then.
I know.
Right, this is where we do what we usually do here, and we're going to skip the next game out because it's a big, massive, massive Midlands club playing some dodgy, gangster-loving team. We've got a few stab in the backs, a few knives in the backs, didn't we, on a preview, Chris, from our lovely Plymouth representative. Thanks very much for that. Aaron, you didn't need to keep reminding us 375 times that you helped relegate us to League One, but nevertheless, get the sticks in while they can. But we're not going to talk about that, Chris. You know, it's like who wants to be a millionaire. You've got Plymouth versus Leicester. We don't want to give you that because we are, after all, a Leicester City channel over here. We want to keep you Leicester fans and those keen eyes watching for our predictions and that. We want to keep you in suspenders. So we're going to skip over that to...
Leggage, though, mate.
Well, they do. They do. But we're going to skip to that game. We're going to save that to the end of this one. And we're going to go to probably the most interesting game of the weekend outside of Leicester. Obviously, we are the most interesting team in the world, but if you talk on a neutral's perspective, this has the potential for an absolute cracker, in my opinion, Chris. And I'm going to change my mind because I haven't put it in the group, and I'm going to change my mind last minute. I'm going to make a last minute change. Middlesbrough at home to Ipswich Town. This is obviously Leicester second league versus I believe high flying Middlesbrough. Still having the odd hiccup result here and there, but they are slowly but surely going well in this division, and they've been rising up the table since their dodgy start, haven't they, Chris? This way you tell me they're not, and I'm lying.
They're 12th in the form table, mate.
I feel a bit better now.
They lost to Leeds at the weekend, but they did beat Preston 4-0, and they beat some team in the Midlands, but would gloss over that. Bristol City managed one of their few wins against Middlesbrough, although that was lucky, according to the Middlesbrough fan. Ipswich, like Leicester, dropping down the form table at the moment. In the last six, they've only won three of those. Now, saying only, but, you know, Ipswich... It's like, for God's sake, Ipswich, will you stop winning? You know, they were there. And when they had the chance to sort of go above us, they didn't. They managed to sort of drop points and come away with two draws with games they should have won. It's at the Riverside. I've actually gone for my first draw of the evening, and I have gone 1-1.
Chris has gone 1-1. He sat on his fence. It's taken a while to sit there. It's not a Desmond.
No, you've had one. I haven't.
Yes, I just first on the Desmond, but we're now level on draws. Typical. Don't start mocking me for being ahead of you, because each week you do that, you end up somehow predicting more draws.
I'm keeping quiet after last week.
Well, let's just say, whilst you've been talking, I've changed my mind, changed it back, changed my mind, changed it back, changed my mind, changed it back again. And now I've got to commit.
You have.
And I'm always afraid of that.
You are. Which isn't your strongest point.
I'm going to stick with my original. I feel like I went with that off my instinct, and I should always stick with that. I will tell you this now. I did change my mind, and I did go for a Desmond, but you've put me off by going 1-1, and your form's atrocious recently. So I'm going with my neck on the line. I'm going back to my original prediction. I'm taking two goals off Ipswich, and I am going for Middlesbrough to upset the apple cart and get a 2-0 win against Ipswich.
Two nils in a row.
I know. It might not have been had we done Leicester in the order, though. That's what I'm saying. But maybe it was three. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We're talking about teams that have had a red surprise. Right, I'm changing mine back to two all.
You said it.
Yeah. I know. And we're speaking of two teams that an upturn in form. Norwich at home to, well, the water slide of the division, the way they're slipping down the division, Preston North End. Now, Norwich, I remember I was back in Leicester and I was watching the Blackburn Norwich game, and there was boos ringing out as they lost that game 3-1. There was talks that Wagner was going to get sacked, and again, it seems better late than never for him. The team have finally adjusted to his way of playing. They've stepped it up. They've got a few decent runs. Still not perfect, a bit like Middlesbrough at the moment, but they are at home to a free fall in Preston. Again, if you're getting some of these puns and figuring out or linking them to what I'm saying at any point, good on you, because sometimes I'm just saying them instinctively. I'll go first on this one, Chris. I've gone for a thumping win. I saw that. I've been horrible to Preston. John, my heart was in my mouth, and I thought you'd gone the same as me then for a second. You have in one sense, but not in the other. I've got Norwich 4, Preston 1.
Oof. Well, I'd got my head down, writing my score down when John put his in. Preston, they're just being, I mean, if being Spursy is a thing, being Preston is got to be a thing. And Anthony, I know you're just doing this just to wind Brad up, so I'm not even going to put it up. I'm sorry.
I shun his attempts.
Yeah. And hi, Luca. I mean, Norwich are back up to ninth. They've won three of the last six. They beat, I think, some Bristol team at the last weekend, 3-1. So then again,
they may have.
Who doesn't beat Bristol? You know, that's the question, isn't it? Preston, yeah, they're down to 20th in the form table. At one point, they were top of the bloody league. They are. Being Preston-y is definitely going to have to be a thing. John, I agree with you, and I have gone 2-1. To Norwich.
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? You say that about Preston fans. They must have been kicking themselves at the start, because this is like the third season in a row. They've gone off like a rocket and then fizzled out like
they've done it for years.
I know. And you know, it's funny, we mentioned at the start of the show about managers like Rooney and sacking at Sunderland and some other sackings that have gone on throughout the last few weeks. Yeah, a team free falls like Preston, and they stand by the man. Odd world, isn't it? Football. They're standing by.
Down, but they'll just
the
mid table.
Yeah, but if I was an owner looking at this, going, this manager, what's he all about? Does he only think the season lasts for 12 games? Because after that, they've gone down spiraling. I mean, we all thought,
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Expected out of the two teams, Chris, didn't we? It might be Ipswich that fall away like this because they had a good start. They had the euphoria because they bounced up, but then teams figure them out. And Ipswich has obviously really stayed with us, and credit to them. But
yeah,
Preston, notice the pattern, mate. If your manager's doing the same every year, maybe he's not the right one to take you into the playoffs and go forward. I don't know. Now then, two teams who have just completely gone off the radar for me. Hull are just in that playoff zone. QPR have been a little bit indifferent. They haven't really had a new manager bounce, but they've not continued to suffer the way they were under Ainsworth. But I don't know who's in charge of either of these two or how the form is. I know Hull are in the playoffs, but it ain't by much, and it's a bit indifferent.
Hull are sort of... it's like they're using the rhythm method to make love. They're in, they're out. They're in, they're out of that top six. They can't decide whether they want to be in or out.
As long as they're not shaking it all about.
That is the next move, I think. You know, but I always find it's hard to clean up if you do that. Let's get back to football. Hull City are not only are they six in the division, they are six in the form table as well. They've won three of their last six games. They beat Preston, they beat Huddersfield, they beat Rotherham. They lost to Watford, and they lost to West Brom. Again, it's fair enough, I guess. And they drew with Swansea. QPR, now, at the start of the season, we struggled against QPR. And... you know, and we know they got the player sent off, that helped, etc., etc., but I think we'd tied them out. They are up to 10th in the form table, which, in my mind, is not a bad run. In the last six, they've only lost two. One of those was to us, one of those was to Norwich. They've managed to draw against Bristol, they've managed to draw with Rotherham, and the last two games have beat Stoke and the aforementioned Preston. A couple of weeks ago, I would have had this down as an away win, no problem. But I think there's going to be an upset here, and I have gone 2-0 Queen's Park Rangers.
John will be absolutely...
I wrote it fucking down first as well, John.
You've gone 2-0. You say you can see an upset. I would call it an upset if you look at the form and turn around in how they're going. I wouldn't really say it was an upset going off that basis, Chris, but I haven't.
22nd in the table, so...
Oh, okay, maybe a bit of on that basis it is. But I suppose you go on to current form and turning things around, it might not be... Like Sheffield Wednesday's form, since they got a draw against the top of the league, they really turned that... Oh, let me just do my thumb slip there. My phone fell out of my hand. I've gone for an edgy game here. Which is helpful because the pitch you play on has lots of sides and edges to it. But I've actually gone for Hull City. I know, right? I've gone for Hull City to sneak this one, and I've gone for QPR 0, Hull City 1.
Right. Didn't you go for QPR last week? Wasn't that the one I laughed at you?
No. I'll let you know when we get to the one that you laughed at me. We're nearly there, mate. We're nearly there. Don't worry. I have full intentions of reminding everybody about that one.
Yeah, I looked for that in the clip and I could not find it at all. I did my best.
I'll see what I can do, mate. I'll check it. I'll go back. I'll clip it for you. Don't you worry. Speaking of two teams in different in form, Rotherham are struggling. Now, for the last couple of seasons, Rotherham...
I have just written my Rotherham score down. All right, I've got in there first.
Well, technically, John's always got in there first because he put his in the predictions league. So, well, I'm afraid to say that you're copying his own work. I reckon you've got the group chat up and you're just looking at John's going, that sounds like a good shout. You're putting that down.
Can I be honest with you? The thought did occur to me when I saw everybody's results coming through. I thought, all right, what's Doug gone for this week? But I thought, no, that wouldn't be right.
But no, it wouldn't. Well, it might be if you go for the ones that Doug gets right, cheeky git. But no, we've got Rotherham at home to Swansea, who probably feel a bit hard done by in the last few games. I mean, I know they shot themselves in the foot against Ipswich going down to 10 men, but they still got a goal back in it. They still nearly robbed a point off them, and they've lost 3-2 a couple of times recently. But they are away at Rotherham. Do Rotherham have a chance, Chris? I mean, surely if they're going to survive this season or find a way out of that relegation zone, they have to start pulling results out of the bag at home. Typical.
All I will say before I get into that, John, what the fuck are you doing? Have you got a camera here or what? I've gone for a 1-1, as indeed has John. They're down in 18th. They haven't won in 5, and the last time they won it was by 1-0 against Blackburn. That was literally 6 games ago. Lost to Ipswich, lost to Leeds, drawn with Hull and Huddersfield, Sunderland. Rotherham are bottom of the league, the bottom of the form league, 24th. They've not won in 6, but they have drawn 4 of them. So they are pretty much the draw specialists, which is why I have gone 1-1 and why John has copied my homework.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to tell you why you're both wrong. Because Rotherham are going to succumb to the mighty Swans. They're going to flock in. They're going to fly south for the winter.
Sorry.
Yeah. Listen carefully. I've gone for Swansea to end that barren run of 5 games without a win. You said they won their last game by the odd goal, and I back them to the same. I've gone Rotherham 1, Swansea City 2. Now then.
Okay.
Now then. Let's talk smug, shall we? Let's talk smug, because the next game is Stoke City versus Sheffield Wednesday. Now Chris, you're a man that never admit, that always will admit when he's wrong. Now, I don't know, maybe John remembers this fondly, but I remember Sheffield Wednesday were playing. Who were they playing, Chris? Can I find out? I've got the sheet somewhere. They're playing somebody last week, and I believe, let me just get this evidence out. Here we go. Where is it?
Blackburn, I'll save you.
Oh, that was it. They were playing Blackburn Rovers. And Chris predicted 2-0 Blackburn, folks. Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Then I predicted Sheffield Wednesday winning that game. What was your reaction, Chris? What was your reaction to Sheffield Wednesday winning that game?
You're being very brave.
Yeah, you're being, well, B was one of the words I'd use. I think you're being brainlessly laughing at me. I remember I felt like that guy that went, y'all laughed at me. Because, do you remember the score, Chris, between Blackburn and Sheffield Wednesday? And let me remind you, Chris.
Leave me alone.
Well, Chris, I was wrong. to predict 2-0 to Sheffield Wednesday against Blackburn Rovers because they won 3-0, Chris. The team that you laughed me at for predicting to
actually,
win.
Actually, if you're going to gloat, get it right.
I didn't know. Oh, 3-1, sorry. So I do apologise. There was a goal there for it. But y'all laughed at me. There I am. I'm doing my best Steve Lynette. It was like that Watford Man U game for him. I've had it this season. Chris, have you been stupid and gone for a Stoke win against the Mighty Owls, or have you seen sense and seen the error of your ways?
You better have gone for a Sheffield Wednesday win this week, or I am going to make your life hell. Look, you got one right, God's sake. I suppose with the season you're having in the prediction league, I suppose it's a bit like when Hull beat us, you think they'd won the Premier League, but no, it was one game. That's all you've done. You got one result right, and it's like getting promoted for you. Sheffield Wednesday are still bottom. They've still only won two this season. You just have to get lucky. You gambled and it paid off. Stoke, though, are struggling. They're down in 20th. But in the form table, Stoke are 22nd. Sheffield Wednesday are 16th. They beat Rotherham, they beat Blackburn. They did draw with Leicester. I was tempted to go for a Stoke win, but Stoke are just in free fall at the moment. Since beating Middlesbrough, they've lost the last three, but it is Sheffield Wednesday. I'm going to go for a 1-1.
I was just about to say, so what you've done is you've delayed it to copy John's own work. John, you're banned from commenting. No, John, you're banned from commenting your scores in the group chat now, mate. No, that's 2-1-1s in a row. Something suspicious here. John, justice for John, everybody. Put hashtag justice for John in the chat because Chris is just waiting for John. He's strategically biding his time.
And I need had to find it ready, him. But you were going on and on and on.
No. I was being smug. Secretly, folks, he was letting me be as smug as possible because he was like, come on, John, let me know what you're going for, John. And just as that happened, right on cue, because we're well organised on here, my pen's died on me and it's completely died on me, so I have to see if this felt tip's going to work to fill yours in. There we go. You know what? John, the next game's Watford Saints. Let Chris know what he's putting down. But you've gone for 1-1, and you'll be happy to know.
I'm going to write that down now and then.
And then say something different when John predicts his. Well, you'll be happy to know, Chris. Well, you might be saddened to know that you can't be smug and give me hell because I've backed the boys in blue and white to get 3 points. I've gone Stoke City nil, Sheffield Wednesday 3.
Ooh. Stupid.
So there are 55 minutes and 20 seconds clipping stupid when Sheffield Wednesday win.
If you said 1-0, I would have gone, yeah, all right, but 3, come on. I mean,
beat Blackburn 3-1.
This is Sheffield Wednesday. They've only scored 12 goals all bloody season. They're going to get a quarter of that in one game.
You never know, Chris. Strange things happened. I also remember you laughing at me saying that Stoke wouldn't beat Sunderland as well. So it's not like it's the first time it's happened in this prediction league. That's all I'm saying. Pipe down, Anthony. You got 8 points last week. Sit back where you belong. He won't. I've seen your points, John. I'm getting more than you each week.
Oh, this is it. We're all going.
See my head? See the inflation in my head.
I'm the holder of the Prediction League trophy. So
No. I need to correct you.
I'm not. Because we recently won the FA Cup. We all want to beat Brad. That's what it is.
See, this is the thing. I need to correct you. I am the two-time Premier League prediction champion. I haven't won a championship prediction. I don't want to. This is all for the kids. Let the kids have the fun in the championship. I want to see the little people win things. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't think you're all elves. What I mean is, I want to see you pretenders get a bit of pre-season in. So you could be a contender next season for my Premier League title.
Get everybody. That's an insult. That is an insult. He's John. No. He's calling you a little person. He's belittling you, John.
Get me in such trouble.
I mean, basically, he's just stopped short of calling you all dwarves. That's what he's done.
Well, there is a high ho, but we don't talk about her.
There we go. Certainly, I'm talking to Dozy at the moment.
Well, Dopey is in there, but we call him Anthony.
Oh.
Love you, Anthony. Anyway, moving on, before I get in trouble and the pitchfork starts standing outside my house, Watford versus Southampton. Probably Southampton, despite where they are in the league, have been the most disappointing out of the three relegated sides. But then again, even though they did the double over us, they finished like on 25 points. So is it really that surprising that they're so far off the top two? Maybe not. But they are travelling to Watford, who have spiked a little bit in form, haven't they? They've been scoring some goals, a bit more free-flowing. So, Chris, I'll do the honours here. I've gone for a goal fest. I reckon this will be first on ITV4. I've gone Watford to edge this, though. I've gone 3-2 Watford.
Ooh,
yeah. I was tempted to go... Yeah. I was tempted to go for a draw, but I thought I'm going to be Desmond-y here, but then I realised I hadn't gone for many, so I thought, well, I'll stick to it. So Watford 3, Southampton 2 is my prediction.
Well, Southampton are doing well at the moment. They're second in the form table, not lost in 6. They've won 5 of those, so they are doing very, very well. Watford are 4th in the form table. They've only lost 1 in 6, and they've won 3. And that loss was to the mighty Foxes. I, too, have gone for a high-scoring game. But I've gone for my first Desmond of the night. I've gone for 2-2.
We thought we were going to avoid it for game week 20, but he stayed loyal to the cause, folks. It's only his 4th draw in this game week. But who's counting? It's not like I've got them written in front of me to tell him he's gone for 4 draws. But he's gone for a Desmond, so sat on that proverbial.
I'm writing them down as well. Just keeping an eye on you. You're not cheating.
I know. Well, John will be relieved because he went for 2-1. I think he must have edited his comments and taken them off. He must have had 2-2 written up, Chris, because I imagine that's where you got your 2-2 prediction and then he fooled you into predicting it. Because John has actually gone different this time. So we are at the final game.
You went 2-3, didn't you?
No, I went 3-2 Watford, because it's Watford at home.
3-2 to Watford. Oh wow.
Yes.
Okay. No, I see where you're coming from, because Southampton are due a loss.
They are. Well, they're both in good form, actually. So I think it's going to go swings and roundabouts. So hopefully at least one of them wins. So I'm either getting a point off you or you're not getting a point for a draw. But as is always accustomed to do, we have saved the best till last for game week 20. Because before anybody says, how can this be the best till last? Well, game week 21, there's no point going through them all again. We know the team's current form and you make these assumptions off how they've been playing or how they've played the last game. Game week 21 will be a case of me shouting out, reading out the fixtures and Chris giving me his score predictions. We're not going to dance around with game week 21. So the last big prediction that we talk about, some team in green that thinks, there it is above us, guys. It is above us. Some team that think gangsters make decent pasties and don't understand what food tastes like. I'm only being salty because, well, they don't put salt in their pasties, I'll tell you that much. But they're not sponsored by gangsters, so I have forgiven them a little bit. They're no longer sponsored by gangsters. So I have forgiven our Plymouth representative for it, despite his snide comments. John's comments just made me laugh, but they are at home to they are travelling from the south up to the Midlands to play the mighty Foxes, Chris. Leicester, big result against West Brom.
Oh, massive.
Yeah, after two defeats on the bounce, they've now recorded 7 points out of a possible 9 in the last 3 games. Back to playing football the Enzo way. The engine stuttered and spluttered for a couple of games, Chris, but it seems like now the engine's back to ticking over. Long, mate, does it continue for you against the Pilgrims?
Yes, it does. And John, I'm not surprised you, because what both me and Brad, what we said in the preview show, we did say might not be what we say in the prediction show. And for me, it's not. I have changed my mind. Plymouth in 16th, won 6, lost 9. They're in the form table at the moment. They are 13th. If you actually go on the last 5 games, they're actually above us in the form table because they are 12th and we are 13th, although we've both got 13. So we've both got 7 points. Yeah. We stuttered. Playing football the Enzo way wasn't working. But look, you don't just change it because, and as much as we shout, but a lot of what we say, Brad, you and me know, it's devil's advocate when we're doing these shows, that we say things to get a reaction and to bounce off each other. But, you know, we all know that if you're given where we are now, even with 3 losses at the start of the season, we'd have bit your bloody hand off. We really would. Oh. I'm getting a bit of an echo, so I'm just going to mute you again. We're going to have to go back to muting, I'm afraid. But, yeah, Plymouth, fair play to them. I had them down. I was one of the few people at the start of the season, and I went on to the gentleman's chat that did the preview with us. I went on to his show at the start of the season. I was the only person that predicted Plymouth to go down out of all the fans from all the different teams. And they've surprised me. But it's a long journey. They're not, when they win, they don't build on it. You know, they beat us. Sorry, that's Middlesbrough, sorry. They beat Sunderland, then they lost to Coventry. You know, they've just beaten Stoke, so they're due a loss. I am going to say that Leicester are going to come back. It's at home. I think Enzo is going to maybe spring a surprise or two in his team selection. I'd like to see Tom Cannon come on. And show us what he's worth. Somebody said, I think it was your friend Jordan on Leicester Shire Live, said, well, he's saving Tom Cannon until January. But you can't just throw him on when he's never played a minute all season. He's got to get some warm-up time somewhere. I've gone. Are you ready? Are you ready, John? Because I've changed my mind. Drum roll. I have gone Leicester City 3. Plymouth 1.
Thank God you said 1 at the end. I was cursing myself.
Why not you got 4?
Yeah, I wonder. No points for guessing what I've gone for saying that statement. But I'm just going to rip the band-aid off. Look, I like Plymouth. I want them to stay up, but I also want to beat them. And I want to give us a performance and a result that matches. I'm not asking for 4, 5, 6 nils. Maybe I am in the midweek games. Spoiler alerts. Maybe I am. But I want us to have a comprehensive win. And I've gone 3-0. 3-0, good performance, dominate them. Kind of like what we've done to teams like Stoke and Watford this season. Put them to bed. Not really offer them anything. Comfortable 3-0 win. John's delighted because you've gone 3-1, I've gone 3-0, and he's gone 2-0. So there we are, folks. That is the game week 20 done. Now, we have obviously got game week 21, which is all the midweek games. We're gonna do the same. We're going to leave Leicester to the end, but they play on a Wednesday anyway, so we've got to get through some teams first. But we are pretty much just going to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm going to go off camera to make it easier for myself because I'm going to be writing these down one after another. We know the drill, don't we? If you've watched any of our midweeks before, you know the drill. This is going to be a bit like Russian roulette. I'm going to say the fixture as it is, home and away sort of thing. And Chris is going to tell me his prediction and I'll give him mine and vice and we'll swap it around. Chris, it's like a timer clock, me going off camera there as your signal. Let's get the first game underway. Blackburn at home to Bristol City.
Ooh, starting with a hard one.
That's what she said.
Yes. 2-0 Blackburn.
Oh, for you know what, Chris? Breaking news. You did it at the start of game week 20. You've done it at the start of game week 21 because I've also gone 2-0 to Blackburn Rovers.
You haven't.
I have.
No.
Yes, I have. I have, Chris. I'm afraid to say I have gone. I have gone.
I don't believe it.
I have gone 2-0. Look, you can see my other one there, but I hid it away quickly enough for you not to see what I've gone for the next one. And if you did, well, that means you're not going to copy me for that one. Nate, you're going to have to check the group chat, mate, because I can't be looking at everything. You need to look and see if you remember to do it, mate. Scroll up through it, double check, find your predictions, and if you haven't, because I don't want you missing out on points. So just make sure for me, mate, because I check them all as I get the chance to.
You'll
anyway,
be able to get them in for the midweek game.
Yeah, the midweek ones. If you haven't, people do them all at once. But as long as you get them in to me before they kick off, that's not a thing to worry about. Huddersfield at home to Preston.
Ooh, there's some tight ones, isn't there?
Again, that's what he said in an orgy.
Hey, Huddersfield are 19th in there, Preston. 19th and 20th in the form. 0-0.
You've half copied me. That's the first 0-0 for either of us. But I have joined you in the draw. I've gone 1-1.
1-1.
Now then, a team that got knocked off the top of the form book against a team not doing so well. Rotherham are at home to West Brom in the midweek game, Chris. I've gone 3-0 West Brom here. I think this will be an easy one. West Brom.
I've gone 3 for West Brom. But I've gone 1 for Rotherham.
Was that before or after I told you mine?
I was at the same time. I was writing it down as you said it.
Oh, well, there you go then. So he's gone. Oh, well, Anthony's gone for the team in red, of course, yes. Now then.
Yeah, I haven't got any of the games written down, so I'm having to write the games as you read them out as well.
Right. So Stoke City at home to Swansea City, Chris. That is Stoke City.
Okay.
At home to Swansea City.
Oh, this is a tight one.
Yeah, that's what he said.
1-1.
1-1. You copied me again. You've copied me. I've gone 1-1 really? As well. Yeah.
I'm not okay. Right now. You can't overtake me if you got the same as me.
That is very true. So don't copy my homework on this one, please. Watford versus Ipswich Town. Watford at home to Ipswich. John's just put no in the chat. He's just no. It's not happening.
No, it's wrong. Just so wrong. No. 3-0 Ipswich.
Oh, you've shown no mercy there. I think it'll be a bit closer than that. I think it might be a late winner here. I've gone Watford 1, Ipswich 3.
Closer. I said we've gone taken the Rotherham West Brom game and swapped the scores over.
I know, right? We have.
I can't put your scores up at the moment because I'm writing these down as we do it. So I can see them in the chat.
Oh, I can take that over and just do that.
Yeah.
For you as and when they come up. John's there, just confirming that there is more copies. If I think we're all hanging around John's photocopier in the office when he's doing these. This is what's happening. The last of the Tuesday night games. Sunderland at home to Leeds. Where are you going with this one, Chris?
2-1 Leeds.
See, we've kind of done a reverse here. You went 3-0 in the last game, and I went 2-1. Well, you've gone 2-1 in this one, and I've gone 3-0 Leeds. I think they'll be merciless.
Did you go 2-1 to Ipswich or 3-1, mate?
2-1.
Oh, sorry, okay.
2-1 Ipswich. I went 2-1 Ipswich. Of course, they play half in red, so 50% of the time Anthony has to go for something for Sunderland. So he's gone. He's gone 2-2, and we move on to the John hates you.
John is copying me now. I definitely did mine first, John.
Have you two got halves on this? Have you got a bet going on?
Halves
on. I don't know.
Well,
it's that elevate. Yeah. Anyway, come on, children, behave. Classes in session. We move on to Wednesday's games. First one on the list, we've got the Valley, the Welsh. They've got back-to-back home games, Chris. It's Cardiff at home to Wayne Rooney United, FC, Derby County, whatever he calls them, because poor bloke and English don't go together. It is Cardiff, Birmingham.
1-0 Cardiff.
1-0 Cardiff. I can't believe I'm saying this, Chris, but I think this is going to be one of them once in a blue moons. I have actually gone 2-1 to Birmingham.
Okay.
I don't know why.
No, if Birmingham had been at home, I was thinking Birmingham could get something, but I thought I can't go for another draw, so I went 1-0. So I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, John just confirming that he definitely copied his homework on the Ipswich game as well, and Anthony...
No, you copied him on the Ipswich game.
Shh. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Anthony says neither team plays in red, so I'll go for a draw. And John went for, he's agreed with you on a Cardiff win, but he's sick of you copying his numbers, so he's put a different score in. Then there's some, next game is some weak Midlands M69 side, the lesser of the M69 Derby club. They're at home though, Chris, to Southampton. That's COVENTRY dash.
You do not spell Southampton like that, mate.
Oh, well, it's because I looked at Coventry first.
2-0. 2-0 to Southampton.
Oh, he's ripped the band-aid off. He's gone 2-0 to Southampton. Well, I got a bit bored, Chris, of you always going for draws. I've made up for him on these midweek ones, I can tell you that much, because I've gone for Desmond. Ooh. I've gone 2-2.
Your first Desmond. And John, I so nearly went for that, but I stopped at the last minute.
Yeah, Anthony, of course, couldn't go against his team that plays him 50% red. He's gone 2-1 as well.
Anthony,
the next game.
A red breast by any chance?
Maybe he is. Maybe he's just blushing. I don't know. The next game we're going to skip over because it's this massive M69 Derby champions at home to some scumbags. There might be a bit of a flashback to my Plymouth preview prediction, Chris, if you remember it, for that one. Not to give any spoilers there, but if you watched it, you might know where I'm going with that one. But we are going to go to the Six Toes area of Norwich versus Sheffield Wednesday, Chris. What are you thinking? Norwich at home to Sheffield Wednesday.
1-1.
You're going 1-1. Well, I've abandoned the Sheffield Wednesday loving, then.
You're not loyal, are you? You're such a coward.
I know. Swings and roundabouts. Well, that's what they called me anyway. I've gone 3-1 Norwich. I think their little run, their escapade of turning fortunes comes to an end at Norwich, or at least takes a dive. I went 3-1 Norwich. And then we come to QPR, who will be at home to our opponents at the weekend. Plymouth back-to-back away games. They must surely have a home game coming up after that in the weekend. A few back-to-back here. John went for a Desmond in a Norwich game. Anthony went 3-1 Norwich. Never liked Anthony copying my own work anyway. But QPR at home to Plymouth. Where are you seeing it, Chris?
I like QPR. I also like Plymouth.
I don't think they like you back though, mate. They said they just want to be friends.
You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna go 2-1 QPR.
You're going to go 2-1 to Queens.
Not confident at all in it, but that's what I'm going to go for.
Not confident, but goes for a goal fest. Anthony just thinks it'll be the bore on ITV4, although ITV4 and its highlights are a bit of a bore as it is with no commentary on them. No commentary just makes no sense. I don't get it. I know the extended ones do, but
they've got a lot of games to show, but just split it into three different bloody programs.
Oh, sense and common do not go together when it comes to lower league football organisations. Do you remember do you remember the championship show that used to be on the Coca-Cola one? We were all sponsored by Coca-Cola. That were the good old days, because that wasn't biased at all, was it? We had Steve Claridge, ex-Leicester, and Manish, who's a Leicester fan himself. So two Leicester fans hosting the championship channel. That was a good show. I liked it.
They only hosted the championship, so it was a bit like a match of the day. But
yeah.
What have you gone for QPR Plymouth?
I went 2-0 Plymouth.
Oh, okay. John agrees with me, and he's gone for the win, but he's gone 2-0. Yeah.
And Anthony went for a ball draw. So, the penultimate game on a Wednesday is Infirm Borough versus Stale Six Hull City. The team that never moves, thou shall not move. Hull City Six are travelling to Middlesbrough. I've gone for a bit of a goal fest. I will tell you that. I'm not going to say which way, but I have gone for a goal fest.
I'm going to go for the Desmond, my second Desmond. I'm going to go 2-2.
Oh, he's gone 2-2, folks. He's gone 2-2. I nearly went 2-2, Chris. I did. I nearly went 2-2, Chris. Anthony, yeah, wrong. Just want to put that up. He's going to be wrong. John, you'll be thankful to know I've not copied your homework. Not completely. You know when you say, here's my homework, but don't copy it word for word, put your own words in there and make it sound like you've written it.
Yes.
Right. John, you went 3-2. So what I did is I just changed 3-1. I just changed the 1 for a 2, and I've gone 3-2 to Middlesbrough. I've gone Middlesbrough 3, Hull City 2.
You have gone for a goal fest.
Well, like I said, if you watched the Plymouth preview, where me and Chris were a bit free-reined, because I hadn't done my predictions yet, and obviously Chris only does them on this show, so we were a bit free-reined to kind of go a bit off the beaten track, if you will, with our predictions, because we weren't sewing into the ones we'd done on the predictions league, and I didn't want Chris playing that. You've got to use that one that you used in the predictions league card on me, because you know what he's like. He's a devil wears Prada. Chris, before I maybe reveal the spoiler for those that were at the preview show of Plymouth, you haven't stuck to yours either for the Plymouth one, but has it catered over to the Millwall game, because it will be Leicester back-to-back home games at home to the scummiest team in the world, Leicester at home to Millwall.
I mean, I do know a Millwall fan and he's a very nice guy. But I know every club's got its nutters. They just have more than anybody. I'm going to go for exactly the same as I went for Plymouth. I'm going to go 3-1 Leicester.
Oh, you've gone 3-1 Leicester. Now, being since I had the reins taken off me by not having my predictions in until tonight, in the Plymouth game, I said more for the fact that he'd been sticking the knife in throughout the show and having little jibs and jabs. Don't worry, John. Don't worry, John. You're more than safe from me predicting the same as you on this one. I can tell you that one. I went that Leicester would stuff Plymouth by 5-0. And then, to my sheer delight, I realised we were playing Millwall in the midweek game. So I dumbed down. I simmered down. My game week 20 prediction, and that's why I went for Leicester to win 3-0 against Plymouth. And I thought, well, I'm not going to let me 5-0 go to waste, Chris.
Well,
so I've got Leicester City 5, Millwall 0.
Wow.
I thought you said why then. I was going to say Delilah. What's the name you use for wow?
5. No. Well, I hope you're right.
So do I, funny enough.
And it couldn't happen against a better team. I mean, that's all I can say. I'm not going to say anything because it comes back and bites me on the bum.
Well, at least if nothing else, mate, you're learning from your mistakes, as am I, apparently, but I've bumped my head and gone for that one for Millwall. But yeah, why not? Why can't we finally get one nailed on and win it and it be against Millwall? Couldn't happen against
the last one. I think so far all this season it has been the Southampton game, I think.
Yes, they're joint with Blackburn. We beat Blackburn by the same score. Ironically, both games away from home. Our biggest home win is only 3-0.
Right.
So, there we are, folks. I've just finished writing that in. We are at the end. The end is near. And now I draw the final curtain.
Sorry, which folks. I knew that was coming. I'd have muted him.
I should have muted myself, to be honest with you, but I'm back. I'm better than ever. I'm back. So I do like his entrance music. I don't like him, but his entrance music is just brilliant for how much of an ego he had. Hey, there you go. There's my number one fan. Or is he just trying to tell me where to shove that? Don't sniff it. I don't know where it's been. I didn't know he could smell it success. Or failure, I guess, in this case for me. But there we are, folks. There's game. Oh, cover 1-0 up. Well, there you go. Cheers, John. I hope everybody got their predictions in time for that one. But there we go. We have done two lots of games fixes in just under an hour and a half. And considering I gave Chris the wheel for about 45 minutes and he did a Brad on your wall and spoke for 10 years at the start, we got there. We probably did the predictions overall in an hour, didn't we, Chris?
Don't know what you mean.
Of course you do, yeah. It's not like I had a small moment myself for 5 minutes talking about how Sheffield Wednesday actually won a game of football and I was right.
Far be it from me. Join us tomorrow at 2:15 for the watch-along, the match day live, pre-match, watch-along, half-time, and he's gone. I think that was just,
are you
back? You went.
I am back. We've swapped places. Very strange how that happened. We're back and we swapped places because it picked us in different orders. Got to love it.
Yeah, 2:15, pre-match, half-time, second half and post-match reaction tomorrow from 2:15.
There we go, folks. And again, as I said at the start, make sure you've liked the video on your way out before we say goodbye to you. Just make sure you flip the like button. You see what I did there? You've hit subscribe if you are new. I know a lot of you loyalists have already done that, but if you are new and you've maybe been a silent partner in the background, make sure you hit subscribe. And as Lucas said earlier in the chat, do hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on the start of our lovely watch along, because we have our very own Gorinda 2.0. Is she going the game, Chris? It is at home, so I'm guessing Kate Gorinda is going to be there. So we get aspects from all over the place. You get Luke, if he's available, from down under in Australia. You get me and Chris, who watch it completely legitimately. Yeah, what more would you want? So make sure you're up and ready and raring to go for 2:15 for what will hopefully be a wonderful 3 points for the Foxes in their bid to get back to the Premier League at the first attempt. Until next time, Chris, it's been a wonderful prediction show. We've had laughs aplenty. Hopefully we're not laughing at our or crying, should I say, at our own form come the end of the weekend. But until tomorrow, Chris, at 2:15, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Good night.
Yeah, it works really well. Good night, folks.
Hi, this is Chris from Leicester Till I Die. Thank you for watching and listening. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
And there it is.
is that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.